This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Multi-million dollar developments have started popping up in Little Haiti that used to be one of Miami's more affordable neighborhoods. Apartment buildings that are smaller, older, and typically in rough shape are rapidly disappearing from the housing market. Many are being sold. I spent some time with some tenants in one of those buildings in Little Haiti as they try to find a new place to go. Sometimes raccoons make their way into Johnny Siliono's apartment. They get in through a gaping hole in the floor near the front door. Siliono chases them out. He's 80 years old and lives on Social Security. Together, he and his wife get by on $1,000 a month. They pay $600 for rent here. And that's a bargain. A one-bedroom apartment for under $1,000 is hard to come by. That's why he lives here, even though the ceiling leaks and roaches are everywhere. He says he doesn't really have another choice, but now he's being asked to leave. Siliono goes through his important papers stacked inside of a black milk crate. He shows me the letter. It's from the landlord of this building, Marcelo Fernandino. The letter says he's planning to demolish the building. All around this block, signs are on properties announcing land for sale. The landlord gave Siliono and the other tenants the required 30 days to leave. City of Miami records show the landlord owes more than $30,000 for operating this building without a certificate of use.
A certificate of use essentially gives you the ability to operate as a business in the city.
Julia Serrado is the assistant director of zoning for the City of Miami. If you're renting out a building, that's a business. And without the certificate of use, the landlord was operating this building illegally. Fernandino did not respond to calls from WLRN. The building also has a violation from the Unsafe Structure Department for not having a 40-year recertification, which requires an inspection by an architect or engineer to make sure it's safe. Adrian Madriz is with Smash the Slumlords, a group that advocates for clean and safe affordable housing. He says he's seen these types of buildings in other neighborhoods too, Liberty City, the West Grove, and parts of South Dade.
Rats, roaches, mold, mildew, collapsing ceilings, electrical that catches on fire.
Apartments priced way below market value in slum-like conditions. Now that the June deadline for the Little Haiti tenants to move out has passed, they're facing eviction. But most of them are still here, about three different families. Three of the neighbors are sitting in the shade outside. Luis Wozma is 60 years old. He just got his eviction notice. He says he wants to leave. So does everyone else, but they need to save enough money to go. On July 1st, the day after they were supposed to move out, someone came by and nailed plywood over their doors. That's illegal. The tenants removed the plywood and went back into their apartments. Wozma says they're mostly senior citizens with disabilities. He's recovering from prostate surgery. And he says if he's honest, he knows this building isn't really livable. He thinks he found someone who will let him rent a room inside their home for $425 a month. He hopes to be out before the sheriff comes and puts his stuff out. Sheltrina Joseph says she's still looking for a place to go. She's 76 years old. She says people from her church are helping her look for a new place to live. Inside her second floor apartment, the shower head in the bathroom doesn't work. She uses the bathtub faucet to fill up a bucket. That's how she bathes. She knows this isn't ideal, but it is a home. Most of her things are already packed. A few nonprofits have stopped by. She says the news is all bad. Long waiting lists for government-subsidized housing and basically nothing for rent at what she can afford, $500. Someone gave her a number written on a piece of paper and told her to call it to find housing assistance. I called the number. It was to Camilla's house, a homeless shelter. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.